Now, a team that was once accused of stealing signals tries to get closer to perfection this weekend. On Sunday, the New England Patriots play for a spot in the Super Bowl and for an unprecedented 18-0 record. And this affects businesses well beyond the sports world. For the corporate bigwigs who have suites at Gillette Stadium outside Boston, deciding who gets to go is a delicate art. From member station WBUR, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Gillette Stadium won't say which companies have suites, and Barb Hefner understands why.
You run the risk of getting a call from a customer or a client asking, you know, I've heard you have a box. Gee, how come you've never invited me?
Hefner is the founder of a marketing consulting firm here. Her company doesn't have a suite, but her clients do, and they've invited her before. Not this weekend, though. She says most are being extremely selective, trying to get the most yardage out of their investment without offending anyone.
Do you try to court a prospect who's a possibility down the road, or do you try to cement a relationship with an existing customer?
It's a tough call, and to avoid any fumbles, one corporate box owner at Gillette has a different game plan. Covidian asked its managers to nominate their best workers. Senior VP Eric Krause says that's a much bigger score than the old employee of the month parking spot.
Absolutely. It's a nice benefit in not only going and experiencing the game firsthand, but there's a pride factor when you see the Covidian name and logo.
Finally, one CEO here has used his company tickets all season long to network, but for Sunday's big game, he's taking his closest business partner, his wife. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.